Hello, I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the Sunday, July 21st, 2024 wrap-up of Australian Financial Services News. First off, we have a monumental outcome arising from the relentless pursuit of justice by the Victorian Building Authority. On July 19th, Aecon Constructions and its director, Sait Iransi, were handed down a landmark fine of $250,000 for fraudulent practices. Aecon has reportedly been operating illegally, falsifying more than 150 domestic building insurance or DBI certificates to gain building permits. As a result, Aecon's operations were suspended in April, and Director Iransi is now barred from the industry for 3 long years. VBA CEO Anna Cronin emphasizes a fierce commitment to eliminating such unethical conduct and encourages vigilant consumers to confirm builders' registrations and DBI policies. The VBA is presently providing assistance to Aecon's affected clients, following complaints lodged in May. Switching gears, let's visit the Australian market's response to employment statistics. Despite 50,000 new jobs in the economy, unemployment rose marginally to 4.1%. This rise has caused a ripple effect on our economy, with the ASX 200 tipping 0.27% lower, and the All Ordinaries slipping 0.37%. An unfortunate 8.23% decline was observed in Domino's Pizza shares, and the technology sector fell 3.4%, significantly impacted by a 6.32% drop in WiseTech Global. Predictably, these escalating concerns about unemployment and rate hikes have cast a shadow of uncertainty over the market. In other noteworthy news, CBUS, a prominent superannuation fund associated with the Construction, Forestry, Maritime, and Energy Union, continues to prosper amid the CFMEU's current trials. Interestingly, a mere 3 of CBUS's 13 board members are directly linked to the CFMEU, which demonstrates the fund's diversified influences. However, there remains ongoing Senate scrutiny of industry superfunds, with significant payments by First Super to CFMEU reportedly under investigation by APRA. Finally, we turn to Liberty Mutual Insurance Group's LMRE Insurance Unit, which continues to make strategic inroads in the Australian and New Zealand market. Mark Delamar, with over 15 years of industry experience, will head the new dedicated Australian branch from October, reporting to James Green and John McCabe. This move signifies a significant paradigm shift from an initial reliance on Lloyd's to direct regional involvement through LMRE Australia, demonstrative of commitment to a stronger market presence. That wraps up our finance news for today. For insights on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, head over to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, keeping you in the know on behalf of Financial Services Online. Goodbye.